Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Many times we forget about that. We forget to praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I'd like to speak to you this morning for a few minutes about what would be an acceptable sacrifice. I've heard it said in the past that an elder that is an elder ought to be able to stand before God's people and preach a sermon in 15 minutes. So I'm going to have to leave Brother Michael at least 15 minutes this morning. As I stand before you, I want to talk to you about an acceptable sacrifice. Ever since man's fall in the garden, you know, he's wanted to try, lie, and buy his way out of sin. He'll try it by holding up a scale and saying, well, if I can put more good on this than bad, then I'll get into heaven. He tries to buy his way out by saying, well, if I give to the church and to the preacher, and if I do enough of that, I can have a home in heaven. And they'll go around telling themselves how good they are, you know. The Lord instructed the children of Israel to make sacrifices unto the Lord, blood sacrifices and burnt offerings, and all of these things in one way or another pointed to the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and his work, especially his work on Calvary's tree. Now, there's a lot of people today will talk to you and tell you about how much they have done for God, how they have helped the Lord out. But, you know, those sacrifices that we think about that was made in olden times, Jesus Christ has came to this earth. And those sacrifices are done away with. It is a mockery to Jesus Christ for us to try to give a sacrifice in that manner today, because Christ came to this world. But there are sacrifices for the child of God to make today. And most of the time, these sacrifices, they slip our minds and we don't think about them. But I want you to turn to Romans 12. The very first verse says, I beseech you. Well, before that, I want you to go back to the 36th verse of the 11th chapter, which says, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. To Jesus Christ, to God Almighty, be glory forever and ever. And right after this was penned down, when you look at the very next verse, it says, I beseech you, therefore. That therefore ties this verse to the verse that I just read. And that I beseech you is a very tender, it's a pleading statement there when he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, what he's saying here, what the apostle is saying simply is that as God's people in God's kingdom here on this earth today, we ought to disciple ourselves to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, every day of our life, all the time. We ought to be disciples of Christ. We ought to be reading the Word of God. We ought to be putting that into practice each and every day of our lives. Under the law, worshipers gave something to the Lord, but we are to sacrifice our fleshly desires to God each and every day. I want to turn quickly to the 13th chapter of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews was written. There was a lot of folks that had came to the church that had started going backwards and started worshiping in the way that they did before they came to the church. They started going back doing the sacrifices of old that they shouldn't have been doing. And in the 15th verse it says, By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That's one of the things in the church of Jesus Christ today that we forgot about, is to praise God. We are ashamed to praise God anymore. We forgot about praising God anymore. But we ought to be praising God. That is our duty. That's what we were created for. The book of Hebrews was written to a group of people that had gotten away from praising God. They had gotten back to wanting to give burnt offerings to sacrifice to the Lord. There's one other place that I want to go to. It's in Psalms 51. Now, the background to this psalm is David had committed sin. He had committed adultery with Bathsheba, and he had her husband killed. He had committed murder. And David here was begging God. In the 16th verse, he says, "For thou desirest not sacrifices, else would I give it. Thou desirest not burnt offerings." There's nothing that we can give to God. There's nothing that we can offer him today, such as burnt offerings. And David goes on, when the Jews offered burnt offerings, it was a symbol of complete submission to God in soul and in spirit. David said, that's not acceptable to the Lord. I want to read to you what is an acceptable sacrifice to God today in the 17th verse. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. David wrote that the sacrifices that we ought to be given today, and that word broken in that particular scripture is like a grape being put in a vat and being crushed to make wine out of. Our hearts ought to be crushed for the weight and burden of sins that we commit in our daily lives. The sacrifices that we are to give to God today is the sacrifices of our body, the sacrifices of a broken heart and a contrite spirit, the sacrifices of praise. We need to remember that our everything about us, all that we have, you know, we'll go about talking about different things that's not particularly spiritual. We'll talk about our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, homes and land and all of those different things that are not particularly scriptural, but we ought to be thanking God every day for our blessings. It doesn't matter how few blessings you might think that you have in this world. It came from God. Psalms 24 says, "The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." Everything belongs to God, and anything that you have was given to you, lent out to you in this life by God. We ought to be thanking God each and every day and praising our Heavenly Father. Let us, by the grace of God, become a thankful and praising people. And I thank you for your time.
Amen. Amazing grace. Like me, I once was lost, but now am found,
was blind, but now
I see. Thank you.